All right, all right, all right. So, the Love Hunter, back here, and just want to spread this out there for all of you that you know may not know. But when we get in these relationships, I think it's really important that you know, we do our best to, you know, understand. Not everybody is on the same page. Not everybody likes the people that we're dating. And that could be just them. That could really just be them. Or, you know, there could be some kind of clash. You know, like they're a big time Patriots fan and the person that you date and marry is a big time Steelers fan. They're never going to get along. You know, or, you know, the person that you are is near and dear to your heart that you love and want to marry, you know, y'all become Catholic and, you know, your whole, you know, side of the family, you know, that's in town is all Muslim, you know, stuff like that happens. Like, that's just life. That's normal. But what we can do is pay close attention to who it is we're in that relationship with and what's coming. And the reason why I'm saying this is it's really two reasons, you all. It's really two reasons. Number one, we can't ever assume that just because we fall in love with somebody, it's just gonna work, you know. Like, we expect everybody to be swallowed into this whole basket, you know. Of course, T.D. Jakes, you know, Chris Brown is talking about it, like everybody's making these jokes. But we just can't expect everybody to love everybody, right? There has to be some kind of, you know, tool, some kind of exercise in place to align everybody. So, A, like I said, not everybody is going to like everybody. It's not always going to mix. That's A. B, on the other hand, we need to take the time to learn what people's likes and dislikes are. What people's expectations are, you know, what people's energy is like. And this is something that's taken me years to understand, because I went from one day, you know, thinking that, you know, my perspective and what I was saying should be taken more seriously, to understanding that I wasn't listening to perspective and understanding seriously, right? Like, you want to be taken seriously. You want to be, you know, heard. You want your word to be law, right? Because you're like, if you want me, like, please listen to me. Like, this is what I'm saying. Like, you ask me what I want to eat, this is what I want to eat, so please listen. But there's delivery. Like, the way you say things affects people a certain way. There's delivery. Then there's also taking the time to really listen to what somebody's saying to you. If they're saying we have three options and you're like, well, what's the fourth? You know, that's not going to work. So, yeah, not everybody's going to like everybody. But then also we have to take time to really, you know, understand who, you know, we are dealing with. You know, because once we kind of get through the door of that qualification system and bringing everybody, you know, in, you know, okay, if you got the invite, you signed up, you know what I'm saying? It's like when you send out the wedding invitation, and this is probably the best example. You send out the wedding invitation, RSVP. Okay, this is who's coming. So you've not only invited people, now you've clarified who's going to be there based on who's responded. When they respond, you know you can't put the Patriots fans by the Steelers fans, especially if you have a wedding during football season. It's going to be heated. Now, if you have a wedding in December, January, it's going to be a little bit better because everything can kind of cool off. But still, you'll have the, at the reception, you'll have the Steelers fans all the way on one side, the Patriots fans all the way on the opposite side. And definitely not now. Not Chiefs and 49ers, which I tried to tell y'all. I tried to tell y'all. Y'all won't listen to me. Y'all wouldn't listen to me. The Falcons, we had Shanahan. I'm trying to tell y'all. He did this 4 years ago with the same team. The same teams were in the Super Bowl. In the fourth quarter, the same thing happened. Same thing happened with the Falcons. I'll move on. It was Tom Brady's greatest comeback on Shanahan. Okay. So what I'm saying here simply is not everybody's going to like everybody. So there does need to be some type of filtering system so that we can get a good understanding of what do I need to say to this person from now on? What do I need to say to this person, you know, from here on out? And this is what really triggered this over time, was just seeing Monster-in-Law. And then there was another movie, I can't remember. It was Forrest Whitaker, Carlos Mencia, Regina King, and the Lance guy from all the Tyler Perry shows was in it. And America Ferrera, she's not Jane the Virgin, she's in something, but she's from a really popular show. It was her show. And it was like doing the when a Mexican family marries a black family marries a Mexican family. Culturally, when you have these types of differences, you can't just assume that because these two people love each other, that 80 people are now going to get it. That 80 people are now going to just work. It doesn't work that way. And in Monster-in-Law, you clearly see, I mean, Jane Fonda and J-Lo are like slapping each other, which I'm like, that's how they really act. This ain't no movie. That's probably really them. But, you know, they got to bond and learn each other after that movie. Hopefully they're good. But I'm like, they were straight up slapping each other during that movie. I'm like, somebody's tooth was loose during that movie. Them slaps. I mean, you get one of the greatest fitness champions in the world and the most spiciest Puerto Rican from which is kind of weird that she plays Selena, but one of the spiciest Puerto Ricans, from being a fly girl to acting, dancing, singing, Selena y los Dinos, and I have been all of my life waiting for tonight. Oh. J-Lo is a trip. But in that movie, you clearly see, you can't just expect love to do it. And a lot of people think, well, that's just old school. It's not old school. Common sense has always been common sense. You can't just expect people to just mesh because y'all fell in love. Now, I'm a romantic. I'm always playing Cupid. So when I see two people in love, I'm excited. When I see two people in love, I know the journey that it takes to get there is not always so easy. So no, I don't take it lightly. I do cheer them on. I am a fan. But that's my perspective. That's who I am as a person. Not everybody cares. That's just who I am as a person. I like to see people together. But these shows like Meet the Parents and Meet the Fockers, you can't watch these shows and tell me that it just works, that it just comes together. That's not how it works. I'm sorry, y'all. That's not how it works. So I'm really at a loss here, because when I've had these moments in my own personal life where I've seen this or I've gone through it, I'm just like, where was the intro exercise. Where was the intro period? And this is my warning to all of you all who are just stupid, crazy in love, falling head over heels for people. When you get to the meet the parents section, when you get to the meet the family section, it can be rough, y'all. Like, it can be rough. And you got them just looking at you like, So this who she chose. Okay. And she couldn't have chose the Tom Brady dude. She couldn't have chose Cam Newton. And I mean, we all have our names for who we think our cousin should marry, who we think our sister should marry, and whatnot. Hey, what happened? What happened with the Rock dude? What happened with the Cam Newton dude? Where is he at? And we get in our feeling, I don't know, but you got this corny dude up here. I mean, I guess he all right. And you know, I don't like him. You know, he did that. Man. You know, he's too corny or he's too hood. Well, I mean, we love culture, cuz, but I mean, you don't gotta marry a Crip. You don't gotta marry a Blood. Like, you don't gotta be that hood. You don't gotta be that down for the cause. Like, wasn't he homeless? You know, it's like you don't gotta hate poverty that much. Or it just goes the other way, you know, and it's you see your cousin out there finding a wife, finding a woman, finding this, that, and the other, and you know, family will trash talk, you know, like, Jenny, that young man's a little bit rough around the edges, isn't he? And what you have here is you have a young lady who's fallen in love with a version of probably men that she hasn't had a chance to be around. Like, go and watch The Notebook. Go and watch The Notebook. The roughneck, rough and tough man that is under a hood fixing cars and all that. If he's a good looking guy and he knows how to talk to women, chances are when he runs across Susie, corporate world, or, you know, Miss Susie, the yoga instructor, their energies are going to collide. I mean, this man is full force, full throttle, all energy, a bucking Bronco. And you have this namaste yoga woman or corporate woman that runs into their energy. Energy is energy, y'all. When we get to looking at each other and get a little bit too close, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. And then you got dad, you got the cousins, the family looking at you. Jenny, is he registered to vote? And who does he vote for? And your family's asking you questions. And, you know, is he, I mean, just... did you finish high school? You know, family's asking you all kinds of questions, digging on you. You know, can he balance a checkbook? And, you know, just really digging. I mean, what do you all, do you have any investments? Does he, you know, does he have clean drinking water even? So, I mean, we will dig at each other and take some very unnecessary shots and say some really, you know, odd off things when we don't know. We haven't had a chance to get to know each other. We haven't had a chance to be introduced to each other. And that's big wedding or not. Like, I've seen it a million times now. Big wedding or not, whether you get married at the courthouse or have a 5,000 person wedding with a great reception, great cake, all of that, I mean, it can still end in divorce. It can still, you know, have fights. You can still have all this stuff. But if you know, this is what I'm saying. If you know who the loudmouths are, who the troublemakers are, who's really going to be hurt or bothered or this, that, and the third, if you know that's how they're going to be and you plan on being around them, talk to them, please. You get them, sit them down, let's have lunch. Because I guarantee you got that uncle, you got that aunt that just won't let it go. They just won't. Well, how come y'all don't do this? How come y'all don't do that? How come you didn't let me do this? How come you didn't let me do that? well, why didn't we have it here? Why didn't we have the reception here? You knew that I'm a veteran and blah, blah, blah. And you could have had this and we were set up for you. We were ready. You know, there's a lot of people that have a lot of feelings about things. If you know who they are and you have the time and you can get with them and you feel this little energy just bubbling up, you know, like, yeah. He's always saying stuff. Go to them. Talk to them. You might just want to sit them down. Hey, you know, Uncle Curtis, this is, you know, this is my fiance. We were just out in the neighborhood. Just thought we'd stop by and just say, hey, see how you're doing. And while you're there, you can do the 21 questions. And your Uncle Curtis can ask all the questions. So you like football? My nephew says that you're from Boston. So you like that team, huh? He won't even say, so you like that team, huh? He's like, here's my towel. Here's a terrible towel. Go ahead and look at it. You can hold it if you want. But who's your team? You know, he's going to start there and create all this bad stuff the whole time. And you thinking that just because, she's from Boston. She's kind of bougie. I don't like her. When I first met her, I don't like her. They could have came to my house. Then he'll flip it. Yeah, I seen them. I seen their car drive by. They could have came by my house and talked to me. But yeah, he's probably whipped. He's not gonna talk to me. I know who has the pants in that family now. Yeah, that all that Boston. And yep, they could have at least came and talked to me. At least came and ironed it out. You know. But yeah, I guess that's how he won. I guess he ain't come to no Steelers games with me no more. Yep, Patriots, I guess. So it's like, Like, nobody said any of that. But the people, hurt people. The people that are sitting there really thinking like that and feeling like that, they do need that pacifier. We're adults, but we still do need that comfort. Right? We're adults. But we still do need that consideration, care, and love, you know? So, just a warning to you all. Watch these movies. Meet the Parents, Meet the Fockers, Monster in Law, The Notebook, Brown Sugar. Watch these movies, you all. Watch what people do to each other with their time and energy. And when things aren't clearly ironed out, and when things aren't clearly spoken, look at what's going on. Like, everybody loves to tell the story as if they're the victim. But like take the time to understand that you're actually the creator. So the first person that's going to apologize is me. Yeah, you know, I did do that. That was my bad. I didn't mean for anybody to be hurt, but I had a lot going on at that time. Things were not very clean in my life. It was actually very messy. So yeah, I made a lot of decisions and did a lot of things at that time, because the more I tried to get everybody together, the more I failed. So yeah, I failed. Apologies. I don't know how I would have done anything better in that time, but yeah, like, now I would have loved to do things different and corral everybody a different way. Like, I don't have any problem apologizing for the past and apologizing for my mistakes. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. But the reason why I'm saying this to you all is there's some people that's just not good enough. They want to burn you and poke you and just crucify you as many times as they can. And to that, I do have to say that's overkill. Like, we're still on this. You still can't let it go. And then the movie of all movies, that really highlighted this for me, that I was like, yo, I'm praying. I'm just praying that I have a good enough relationship with my kids that we don't ever get to the point where we can't talk. We don't ever get to the point where we can't relate to one another. Because in that movie, Crazy Rich Asians, I love Michelle Yeoh. I love Michelle Yeoh, and I've seen like a lot of her big films. And this was probably the first film where she never threw a punch. And I felt more beat up in this movie than any of her other movies, where she's literally punching people in the throat, neck, kick, you know, knee to the chest, all that. And she's done like movies with Jackie Chan and all that just to prove that a dancer could, you know, film fights on record with a man. So obviously she's talented. If you saw, you know, Everything Everywhere Always, you know that she's, you know, a talented, you know, both actress and martial artist. But in this movie, Crazy Rich Asians, the levels that she goes to as a future mother-in-law while her son is engaged, I mean, it low key resonated with me on so many levels, because I know people like that, where there's somebody on the other side that absolutely does not approve of them, whether it's the husband or the wife, right? There's gonna be that person. You're just not good enough for my baby girl. You're just not good enough for my baby girl. Or they flip it the other way. You're just not good enough for my son. You're just not good enough for my son. And Act Like a Woman, Think Like a Man also highlights this very well. There are mothers that just will not let you date their son. There's mothers that just will not let you date their son. Like, period. They just won't allow it. They just don't think, oh, that hot ass girl, she that old boozy, floozy, old fast girl, yeah, she ain't dating my son, that old village bicycle. You know, there are some moms that are just, you know, oh, she just like in Monster-in-Law. Please watch it, y'all. So just a warning to you all, just because you're falling in love does not mean that everybody's going to get it. Just because you're having a big wedding doesn't mean everybody's going to be friends. If anything, I actually learned this from one of my former bosses years ago. And she was just like, oh, yeah, we were having a really good discussion about just weddings and where to seat people and barbecues and cookouts and just all that. And she was like, oh, yeah, she was like, the second people tell me that they're coming, I funneled them into certain seats. And, you know, you can't let Cousin Jimmy sit by, you know, Cousin Mark, because Cousin Jimmy and Cousin Mark have this ongoing battle about who won the game of craps or spades or, you know, blackjack. They have this ongoing fight. And so I'm going to have one sitting by the exit on the north, one sitting by the exit on the south, so they can easily get out. Now, if they happen to meet in the middle, that's on them, because the restrooms are north and south. So I'm doing everything I can to navigate this relationship peacefully and in order. If they don't want to operate out of harmony, that's on you. I'm sorry. Because once I've gone out of my way to secure a quality relationship with people, that's on them. Like, that's on them. So I just wanted to put out that warning to you all, because it's rough out here, you all. And the more I see it, and the more I just deal with people, it kind of scares me. The assumption is what scares me. The fact that people could assume that things would just go well because they're in love, or that I'll be respected because of I'm the mom, or I'll be, you know, always have first dibs to this, that, because I'm the dad. Well, not everybody's always thinking about you. It's a great sentiment. It is a great sentiment to think that I've built this relationship with this person, and I've built this and I built that. So that's just a given. Yeah, I'm going to be here, I'm going to be there. But what's actually going on? Did we inspect what we expect? Did we clarify to understand, right? And so for those of you all that are about to, you know, tie the knot with that man, tie the knot with that woman, whomever you are, you love them and you care about them, just understand that not everybody is cheering for you. Not everybody is cheering for you. Some you can change. Some I really do believe you can change. But not everybody is for you. And not everybody is for you. And we do need to take time to understand who they are. Who is this person in my life? And I mean, if they're going to be a loud sounding barrel, you know, and cause issues and problems in your life, it could be a little cousin or a big cousin, a old cousin or a young cousin. It could be whoever it is. If this person is going to cause you drama, like, no, you know, just no, no. And I'm saying no to you assuming that everything's just going to work. It's not just going to work. You have to work it. The maintenance for our cars doesn't automatically happen. It's not automatic. You do have to take it to the shop to get worked on. The maintenance in our bodies, you have to eat for food to cycle through your system. You have to warm up and prepare for an event. You have to cool down and do your static stretches afterwards. You know, there is a process for being the best at things. Even as a teacher, we all understand the only way I can judge someone on something is to fully share all of the criteria, all of the syllabus. So this is what we're doing, and this is what I'm going to judge you on. This is what we're doing, and this is what I'm going to judge you on. And then, so that's the assignments. Here's the midterms. Here's the finals. I'm going to judge you on the assignments. I'm going to study chapter one. I'm going to give you a quiz. Then we're going to move on to chapter two. I'm going to give you a quiz. Then we're going to move over to chapter three. Then we're going to have a test. We'll do chapters 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Then we'll have a midterm. Then we'll do 6 through 12. Then we'll have finals. And you're done. So that's what we're going to do. This is what we're going to test over. And then here's the system that I'm going to use to test you. So we just need to call these things out and be very, very abundantly clear. This is how I'm going to judge you. And here's what I'm going to judge you on. So we expect it with our money. That's what's funny about people. We expect it in our sports. We expect it. We're so high and mighty and so perfect in our world, in our realm. You know, when we expect it from people, but when they expect it from us, are we dishing it but can't take it? Are we criticizing but can't handle criticism? What is it? So, yeah, that part. If you're out there hunting for love and love hunting, and you're getting close to that special someone, you're getting close to that person, just understand that, you know, meeting the parents, meeting the friends, meeting the cousins, do not take this lightly. Do not take this lightly. And let me add to that. I didn't touch on the friends piece as well. If you're getting married to someone that has a best friend that's single, someone has a best friend that's had issues, that's had problems, you're kind of marrying into that as well. That person may hate on your relationship, because I believe this. Married people should have married friends. Married people should have married friends. If I'm, you know what I'm saying? If I'm marrying, if my wife is, you know, got a best friend that's, you know, partying all the time, and thinks I'm attractive, that's a recipe for disaster. If she's partying all the time, always out and about, and she thinks I'm attractive, well, for my wife, I hope she understands, like, we shouldn't be around each other very much. That's a temptation that you should never allow. So I'm not saying get rid of your friends, but in like-minded fashion, women also understand if your husband has, you know, friends that are constantly out hitting it hard, they're doing everything you don't want your husband to do anymore now that he's married. You actually married into that. So you might have to speak to that, you know, not the friendship piece, but how often they're around that friend. Like, babe, like, I want this relationship to thrive. I want this relationship to work. But, you know, my worry is that, you know, when times get tough or times get hard or we go through things, you'll drop everything that we've worked on and take your friend's side. You know, you'll lean more their direction. So, yeah, that part. We don't all get married at the same time. I have friends right now. I've been married for 14 years. I have friends that haven't been married none of that time. I have friends that have been married half of that time. And I got friends that just got married. So, you know, the thing is, we're not all the same. But please understand that just because you fell in love and just because you got married does not mean that everybody is choosing y'all's best interest. I'm not saying hide from everybody, but I am also saying be careful who you're around and what you're doing. Please be careful who you're around and what you're doing. People steal cars. People steal purses. Just because you like it and you think it's nice doesn't mean somebody else don't want it too, or wouldn't mind harming you to take some of what you got. If you understand that, you understand what I'm saying here. Just because you like your car doesn't mean somebody won't try to steal it. Just because you like your coat or your purse or your hat or your shoes doesn't mean that the right thief, the right person won't try to steal it. So you kind of always have to be on guard in a simple way, not a paranoid, you know, conspiracy theorist type way. You know, we all are conspiracy theorists, I feel like, in one way. I know I am. But you don't always have to be on guard when you know to be on guard. You get it? You get what I'm saying? Like, if I'm going to sneeze, I'm going to sneeze. And somebody will say, bless you. Like, I don't plan on saying bless you all day. I don't plan on that. But the guard is second nature. Like, the guard is in there. I know that somebody out there is trying to steal stuff. I know that a hacker is out there trying to steal stuff. So we have to do trainings and all that all the time. So y'all get my point. Just because you like what you got does not mean that everybody else will respect it and treat it the same way. That's why I close every door at night. Every door is locked, security, all that. It's all locked up. It's done. And the people that understand who violates relationships the most are the people that work at prisons. That's why they have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 doors locked down between them and in the prison bars where everybody sleeps at night. And they got a large gate, barbed wire fence, all this stuff to stop them from getting out. Because what they proved while they were out is how many ways they can violate people's mind, their trust, their love, their thoughts, everything. They proved that. And we're just out here thinking everything's going to be okay because I'm in love. It will be, but put on your seatbelt. Put on your seatbelt. You hear me? You hear me? Put on your seatbelt. So, all right, you all. I love you all. Hope you love me back. Please love, like, and share these messages. And, yeah, I'll see you soon.